Good evening. It's August 16th, 2016, and this is Errol Strider.
And Rochelle Alicia Strider. And we're still talking after 40 years about the things that make us tick.
Tonight, we want to thank, first of all, BBSRadio.com, who have stepped up and become one of our sponsors, along with Go Raw and Universe Spirit. The program we're presenting to you tonight was our debut program from January 7th, 2014. Where were you then? Since that was the first time we ever used the Naked Truth as part of our title, the focus of this program is on the truth. Be sure and listen to Rochelle's examination of truth at the opening. It's really wonderful. The show will also feature Shea Truth, one of our sketches from a live performance we did in Marin County 7 years ago, along with our usual playful banter on the search for insights and laughter. Welcome to Inside Out, The Naked Truth, coming to you live from Lupin Lodge in the Los Gatos Hills of California, where clothing is optional, but the truth is always naked. I am Errol Strider.
And I am Rochelle Alicia Strider. And together we will explore that truth through conscious conversation, poetry, music, skits, and your comments.
Well, this is an exciting moment for us. We did our radio show for 3 years, and it was broadcast from Holland, which was a challenge for us getting over there and back. And
we didn't do that. Thanks to technology, we didn't have to do that. We just turned on a machine, and we were in Holland.
But the quest has been the same. We're here to, as Rochelle says, explore the truth. What comments did you write for us tonight, honey, about the looking and searching for the truth?
Well, we talk about it. But what is it? I mean, really, the truth. Is it fact? Is it awareness? Is it seen or heard? Are our five senses involved, or does the truth belong to a higher realm than mere mortal truth? Is it beyond our senses? I mean, we take an oath in a courtroom where justice is being administered to speak the truth, nothing but the truth, the whole truth, no partial truth, no imagined truth, sometimes called lies. We always say yes. That truth is mixed up with what we believe is true. It happened. We saw it. There's evidence. And yet, as the movie Rashomon, and if you never saw it, please do, portrayed it, five different people saw totally different versions of the truth. And there's that Buddhist story of the five blind monks, you know, describing an elephant from the place they touched it. The beauty of that story is they began to see the elephant, and we can use that as the metaphor for truth, as each viewpoint was shared. Each had some part of the whole truth. So we put out our view of the elephant, our truth, what we see, hear, touch, smile, and taste, smell and taste. I like smile better, though. What we intuit beyond our true sense, what we think beyond what we already think we know. We share it the way we get to share our favorite something with our favorite someone. It feels good. That's our truth. Our passion is our truth. Our spirit is our truth. Our truth reaches out, whether it is intentional or not, and meets other truths, combining to one day actualize the supreme truth, if that is the truth.
Ooh, I love that. You know, what comes to mind for me is... Give me some truth, okay? I want to share some lyrics, see if this is from a song you recognize, and then we're going to hear a little bit of it. I think a lot of us are like cynical and pessimistic about whether or not we're going to actually ever get the truth. And these lyrics go, I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me
some truth. No short-haired, yellow-bellied son of Tricky Dick is gonna Mother Hubbard soft soap me with just a pocket full of soap. It's money for dope, money for rope. No short-haired, yellow-bellied son of Tricky Dick is gonna Mother Hubbard soft soap me with just a pocket of soap. It's money for dope, money for rope. See if you recognize it.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
If you haven't guessed it already, that was John Lennon. All I want is the truth now. Just give me some of that good old truth. And I hope you're with us on that journey and you want some truth. And that's part of what we're about here on this program, which is coming to you from, as we said, live from Lupin Lodge in Northern California, Los Gatos. And we are sponsored by Go Raw Natural Foods, and we're delighted to be able to have our show, The Naked Truth, sponsored by Go Raw.
It's fun. So thank you, Go Raw, for being our sponsor, and we hope you go out and find some Go Raw. You can find it at Costco in their organic section and other healthy stores like
it. I think organic is a kind of another word for truth in some ways.
Well, it hasn't been messed about.
Right.
I mean, so that would be the best way to describe naked truth, I think. It hasn't been messed around. It hasn't been given fancy clothes and, polished up and made to look all spiffy and beautiful so that it's digestible. It's just the way it is, you know, and I think it's hard for people, especially in the times that we live in, you know, where media plays such an important role in influencing how we see things. You know, I remember when our kids were little, Errol and I, we would watch television when they were old enough for me to allow them to watch television. And I would say to them, don't listen to the commercials. They're always lies. And I don't think I meant it quite as derogatory, but I wanted them to be able to realize that people will say anything to sometimes sell a product rather than just say the truth. You know, is somebody going to come on and say, listen, this cigarette may kill you, but it will make you feel better after a hard day and it takes the tension out of your body, but it will kill you if you smoke enough of it. It'll wreck your lungs. And is that the truth? Would an advertiser do that and get his product sold? I don't think so. So he doesn't tell the truth.
So there you have it. I had some insights today, which I'd like to share about truth. And one of them was the truth has this quiet fragrance, a very quiet fragrance. That's how you can recognize it. And is comfortable in stillness. The truth sits inside the unknowing and the unidentified. And while truth is infinitely patient, it's also totally demanding. Your heart's devotion, by the way, is truth's calling card. And I think a big part of what we're after is to appreciate that there is this essential aspect of reality that's the truth. It's the essence of a thing. And part of what we're here to explore, no matter what the issue, and we plan to bring out many, many issues, is the essence of something. So we can operate not from illusions, not from the symbols of something. I was listening to Alan Watts the other day. Some of you may remember Alan Watts, a seer and a philosopher, and he reminded me again that rather than relate to life through symbols, we need to get underneath those symbols and get to the essence of something.
There are a lot of deer at Lupin, and they just walk around and seem very, very comfortable with us humans. They don't run away when we come by. They just kind of go about their business, eating the grass.
And I tell them every night, get off the grass, go find your own grass, eat your own grass.
And they do.
And they go off. They listen to me.
They come right back.
Of course, they
because they believe that all the grass is their grass.
Yeah, the nerve.
But they're unadorned, you know, and there's something very special about being around a non-domestic animal who allows you to get very close to them, and at the same time, you know, is certainly their truth is right out there. I am a deer, and that's all there is to it. You know, how many of us can stand up and go, I am a man, I am a woman, you know, without a whole bunch of adjectives confusing that, you know. But at the same time, I would like to say you're a beautiful deer, you know, sweet deer, darling deer. But the truth is they're just deer.
But they're deer. And part of living here at Lupin, and we do want to share this for our friends out there, we ended up here in July by a series of miraculous and amazing circumstances. And my life has been utterly changed by that. It started back earlier in the year when we were told that we were going to have to do a house, they call a short sale. And I thought that meant that anything under 5 foot tall, you had to sell, and you could basically keep
the rest. Very funny, sweetheart. I am under 5 feet tall. He's talking about it as he was going to sell me so he could stay in the house.
Well, I wouldn't sell all of you.
Oh, whoops. We're getting into territory we don't want to get into.
Well, I don't know. Why shouldn't we get into that territory?
I do want to say something about when we left our house, people always said to us, where are you going? Where are you going? And we would say, I don't know. You know, we don't know. And we really gave ourselves over to something bigger than we could understand. And we just felt, at least I know that I did, just felt we would be led. You know, I know Errol has a need to figure things out, but that's the way he works. And I don't figure them out as much as just kind of pay attention and move with what I'm supposed to do. Though the times I try to figure things out, I always get stuck.
Well, wait a minute. Stop right here. I do not feel that I have a need to figure things out.
What?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you do too.
We've been together for 38 years, and we're still learning something from each other. I rather think of it that I like to use my mind to its maximum capacity and then try and figure things out.
Uh-huh, very funny. That was a funny line. Okay. I think that what I'm saying is that you're good at figuring things out, so why shouldn't you figure things out? Where I tend to, I mean, I could figure things out, but it seems like an awful lot of energy when I can just listen and hear what I'm supposed to do and then follow that inner guidance. I know that sounds very woo-woo, but, well, hey, what's wrong with being
we
woo-woo?
We are woo-woo. When I came here at Lupin, they called me the Zen guy. And we've met some amazing people here. And I'd have to say that the people that we've met here, who live here, who work here, who come to visit, have extraordinary diversity, to say the least.
And they've expanded our consciousness, too, because we have been with people from so many different parts of the world and the country, and people that we, you know, wouldn't have gone and visited, and now we're here. In fact, I find it very funny that for years people have asked me to go to Burning Man. And if you don't know what Burning Man is, it's a very large and wonderful gathering of talented artists and beautiful sculpture paintings, and out in the desert. And sometimes I think the last time there was about 70,000 people. Well, I don't like the desert, and I don't like heat, and I don't like sand and all that stuff. So I've never gone. Here at Lupin this last year, they had a mini Burning Man right here in the middle of all these beautiful trees and grass. I got to say, I've never been to Burning Man, so Burning Man has come to me. That was pretty exciting, as a matter of fact. I thought that was a fun realization that if you really are supposed to do something, it gets done, even though it may not get done in the manner in which you think it should get done.
This is a good time to move to one of the sketches that we've done over the years. This is a piece called Chez Truth, and it takes place in a little French bistro.
In the United States.
And I play the waiter, Marcel. Rochelle is a customer who is, well, hungry for the truth.
Marcel, your waiter.
Oh.
Delighted you could be here with us this evening.
Oh, thank you. I've been wanting to come to this place for years. Oh, and this is the first time I've been here. Of course, I have been to other places that say they serve the truth. But to tell you the truth, oh, that's a pun, isn't it? I think they serve processed truth.
Oh, we do not serve processed truth here at Chez Truth, madame. Here we serve the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Sit down, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my.
Our menu. Now, can I start you off tonight? We have a number of wines made from a variety of grapes.
Oh, well.
We have the Pour Mui, made from a Pinot Noir. We also have a number of Rieslings, if we can offer you. Tonight we are serving a German Riesling. It was circa 1940-45, and it was, if we can conquer the world, then we will feel good about ourselves.
Oh,
we also have the California Riesling.
Oh, I'm from California. I like that.
Madame, well, the California Riesling is, if we make the Terminator the Governator, then we will balance the budget.
Oh.
It did not work, actually, but...
I don't need the wines. I'll go right to the menu.
Yes, madame.
Oh, but I need my glasses.
We have a number of wonderful selections. If I may make some recommendations for you.
Oh, of course.
Tonight we are serving scrambled truth. Very popular with the media.
Mm.
Served on the side with mixed messages. We also serve truth au gratin.
Oh, did you say rotten truth?
Oh, well, we used to serve the rotten truth, madame, but it was not so popular. We took it off the menu.
Oh, of course. Well, forgive me.
We also have the poached truth, which we get from other places.
Well, to tell the truth, oh, I did it again. I'd like to start with some of these demi-truths, you know, some half-truths.
Oui, madame, we have half-truths and we have half-baked truths. Now, they do not have the nutritional value of the whole truth, but some people prefer them because they're only half interested.
Oh, what is that woman having?
Oh, you don't want what she's having, madame. Trust my son, you want your own truth.
Oh, maybe I could start with something transformative. Something that would make me feel like a new person.
Ah, oui, madame, we have transformative truth, but you must understand it will take a little longer to prepare and requires some effort and patience on your part. But if you are game, and we also have game truth, we'll be happy to serve you that.
Well, I'm very hungry right now. I'm not sure I can wait. Oh, perhaps I could start with some shallow truth.
Most people do, madame. But if you are really hungry, we also have raw truth and the naked truth.
Oh, that sounds so risque. What is the difference?
Well, the raw truth is hard for most people to swallow, but the naked truth, only the choicest parts of the truth are revealed.
Oh, my. You know, I told you I've eaten truth in other places, and I must say I was hungry an hour later.
What do you expect, madame? These are empty truths.
Oh, well, of course. What is this?
Oh, it's a spicy truth. We serve very spicy truth when we have political parties.
Oh, I see.
It's not spicy truth.
And what is this fish dish?
Oh, that is unself fish. But it is best served at the party of two or more.
I guess I'll wait until I can bring some friends. Mm.
Madame, yes. I think I have the perfect entree for you. Tonight we are serving truth souffle. Mm. Baked slowly over time, it evolves into the pièce de résistance. Personally, discovered truth.
Oh, well, what is it? Tell me more about it.
Our chef combines one part mortal mind, one part indwelling spirit, mixes them in a rich blend of human experience, served over a bed of moral choices. Each creation, madame, is one of a kind. It is what you Americans might call soul food, madame.
Oh, it sounds so fulfilling. It isn't fattening, is it?
Oh, no. The burden of truth, she is light.
Oh, why is that?
Why? Because the sheer. And let me say this, madame. We have no fillers in our truth, no additives, and no misinformation. Our truth is pure truth because it comes directly from the source.
Oh, what kind of sauce?
Saucy truth. That is so good, madame. Oh. Saucy truth. Did you hear that? Saucy truth.
How do you do that? Do you have a secret recipe that you could share?
Well, the first thing we do is we sift out the fear, then we peel away the shame, and finally we drain the doubt.
Oh,
don't tell anyone, don't matter.
Oh, no, I won't. What are these side dishes? Too good to be true.
Ah, oui, madame. These are dishes that are too hard for most people to swallow. But if you have the appetite for them, they are supremely satisfying. Hard to believe, but true, nevertheless.
Hmm, I see. People are basically good. God loves you. The human race will make it. Oh, that is too good to be true. Government is of the people. Oh, that is to die for. Men can be caring and committed. Is that a misprint?
No.
I'm basically loving and lovable. Oh, that's really too good to be true. May I have one of each?
Oh, madame, there's a big appetite for the truth.
Yeah, I do. Oh, but if I don't finish it, may I take it home?
Of course, madame. We have doggy bags. But you must understand this is not dogmatized truth.
Oh, well, of course. You know, I should have asked this earlier. I'm on a rather limited budget. And there are no prices on this menu. Is this going to be expensive?
That is because the truth is very reasonable, madame. Very reasonable indeed.
Oh, what are your desserts like?
Tonight we are serving the fruit tray, which follows the entree, which consists of the fruits of the spirit, served with an array of sound bites.
Oh, sound bites? Well, I've heard of them.
We also are having layered truth. Ooh, very special this evening. The first layer is your personal truth. And then we fold in the second layer, which is the interpersonal truth. And finally, we top it off with the spirit of truth. And then, madame, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Oh, free? I can hardly wait.
Oui, madame, coming right up.
I must have said that line many times, the truth will set you free. I think that's fascinating. The truth will set you free. And I think about, you know, when you people talk about, well, tell the truth because then you don't get into the conundrum of having to retrace your steps and try to remember what you said. If you tell the truth, you know, that's all there is. But it's still your truth. And is truth subjective or is there objective truth? I'm asking you.
There's always subjective truth. I think.
But is there objective truth?
Ah, now you're raising a question that people have been asking for millennia. Is there an objective truth, some ultimate truth that by which all other truths are measured? And how would you know it if you saw it walking down the road?
Well, you probably wouldn't. You know, I think in our capacity, you know, as very young humans on this planet, and very, immature in terms of evolution. I think that, you know, we can have a smattering of the truth, you know, a tiny little bit of it, of what is real. I mean, we constantly allow ourselves to believe that that which is sensory is the truth. If we can taste it, touch it, you know, like see it. What are the other things? Hear it? Am I missing
one? What are the senses? Did we smell it?
Smell it. It's the truth. You know that terrible story? You know that funny story? I just thought of it. A man walks around and he steps into something doo-doo, you know. And he says, oh my God, what is that? And then he bends over and he smells it. And the person with him says, well, you know, what does it taste like? And he tastes it, and he goes, oh, yeah, it's doo-doo. And the other guy says, well, it's a good thing I didn't step in it. And that measure, you know, I think I messed that joke up terribly. But besides, the point I'm trying to make is that our senses tell us this story about something. And if it belongs to our senses, you know, and it's compatible with our senses, then it is true. It's a sensory experience, so it's true. But then there's truth that, you know, is an idea. Someone puts it out as like, you know, the truths that this country was founded on certainly were not something you could taste, touch, or wasn't sensory. It was an intellectual idea. It was an ideology. And that's true. And then there's this, you know, somebody having a vision or an epiphany of something to them. It that truth changes their lives forever, and they are. And that is a truth that you can't see, touch, feel, or even think. So all these different ways that we access that which we call truth is fascinating to me, because I wonder if there is possible at this stage of our evolution to really know the truth.
Well, I'm not sure. It's interesting. I remember a line from a book called The Urantia Book. And the Urantia Book is a book that purported to have a lot of the missing years of the life of Yeshua, otherwise known as Jesus. And it makes a radical departure from our traditional understanding of who he was. But in one scene where he's walking with his disciples, he says, it's not enough that you know the truth, you must obey the truth. And then at another place, he says, that famous line, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. But prior to that, he says, if you will keep my words, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So there.
What does that mean, keep my words? What words?
Well, good question. I think the words are the many things he said, that we are encouraged to understand, follow, like, for example, the Beatitudes. For those of you who may or not remember those, the blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the humble. So there's a word that I think opens up the door for the truth coming in, is humility, receptivity. If you don't do that, my understanding would be that then you're kind of cutting yourself off from the truth.
So if you're not humble or receptive, you're talking about. So I guess I get into my back kind of goes up when I say these words are the truth. You know, when I know that, I mean, as an actor, I'm so aware that how many interpretations you can have out of any word, any number of words, and make them believable and make them sound like they're true. So when I hear that words, I don't know. I guess I find that for me to believe in a word from any source is the truth rather than something that can allow me to find the truth, which I find more palatable.
You brought up theater. Both Rochelle and I share having been involved in the theater for many years, and as a director, I have always been, during the production and during rehearsals, one of the things that you're constantly looking for is a cohesion or a coherence between the actor and the character. So one of the things that you're looking for, and I think this is an aspect of the truth that we can really experience, is being sincere.
You gotta be sincere. You gotta be sincere. You gotta feel it here. 'Cause if you feel it here, well, then you're gonna be honestly sincere. If what you feel is true, really feel it, you make them feel it too. Write this down now, you gotta be sincere, honestly sincere. Man, you gotta be sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me, suffer. In everything I do, my sincerity shows through. I look you in the eye, don't even have to try. It's automatic, I'm sincere. When I sing about a tree, I really feel that tree. When I sing about a girl, I really feel that girl. I mean, I really feel sincere. If you're really sincere, if you're really sincere, if you feel it in here, then it's gotta be right, oh baby. Oh honey, hug me, suffer. Oh, you gotta feel it here. Well, you're gonna be sincere. Well, you're gonna be sincere. Well, you're gonna be sincere. Well, you're gonna be sincere.
What is that from? Bye Bye Birdie.
That's from Bye Bye Birdie.
Yeah.
Which is a musical that came out in the 60s. It was the first musical I ever did. I did it in college. But I always felt that that song kind of summed it up because it really talks about the sincerity. As a matter of fact,
actually, insincerity.
Yes, of course, the character.
Insincere, yeah, character, yeah, talking, right, about sincerity.
Yeah, of course, there is the irony in it. But there is another line that has always appealed to me. Again, I'm going back to this book that I have studied for years called The Arantia Book, where it says, the keys to the kingdom of heaven are sincerity, more sincerity, and more sincerity. that certainly is the key, is being honest with oneself. Let me remind you, this is Inside Out, the naked truth. It's called the naked truth because we're broadcasting from our new home, Lupin Lodge, clothing optional environment that we've been living in for the last several months. So this is a time to strip down and really get sincere. So let's give you just a moment to think about something that you would like to get naked about or some insight you'd like to have. And here we go. Give it some thought. Come on now.
They're asking us to strip off our pretenses.
We're stripping it down.
Strip off our pretenses. Oh. Strip off our illusions. Strip off our thoughts that don't take us anywhere except around in a circle, eating our own tail. Yeah, yeah. Let's find out what's beyond and underneath all that illusion.
Oh, honey.
The naked truth.
Oh, honey, come on over here. I got a dollar I'm going to put in your little waistband. Ow! Time to get naked. There you have it.
I think we scared everybody away with that one.
Well, I've had to get naked living here. One of the things that I've discovered about myself living here is that I'm not as tolerant as I thought I would and would have liked to have been. I've had to face issues in myself that were not comfortable because I live in an environment where it's different. I'm meeting and interacting with people that are out of my normal life orientation, and it's been a challenge for me. To get naked, I have to say, it's not always been easy, and it has sent me back to the big ultimate truth, which is really the stillness that I cultivate and try and hang out in to kind of cleanse away some of the aspects of myself that I have found get in the way of having an honest, loving understanding and perception of others.
Including yourself.
Well, yeah, there's the challenge, is to forgive oneself for being the human that we are.
You know what I experience when I'm truly in truth, no pun intended, is I don't think very much about myself. I exist. I'm there. I'm not being a poseur. I'm not trying to impress. I'm not trying to get something from anybody. I find that when I live in my own truth, I'm just there. What makes it wonderful is that I'm able to receive people so much easier when I'm in that state. I try to be in that state as much as possible. And every now and then that little word that you learned when take care of yourself, you know, make sure nobody takes advantage of you and all those kinds of things that parents try to say to keep you safe. I realize that there's no way anybody can take advantage of me unless I choose to see that's happening. What are they going to take advantage of? They can cheat me out of this, they can cheat me out of that, but they can't cheat me out of me. And once I know me, and I don't have to prove that I exist at all, I can just be. And I have much more fun when I'm just being me and not posing as something that somebody wants me to be or somebody thought I should be at any point in my life. Sometimes it comes out like, you know, get out of my face, you know, don't bother me, you know, like, and then I realize, well, you know, go, be in my face, see if it bothers me. It doesn't really bother me. And so it's okay to be bothered, and that's part of it, to be just who I am in the moment that I am in it.
Well, a big part of our journey and what we want to explore each week, and we hope you'll come back and bring your questions and your thoughts. We have other characters and sketches, is how we can unravel the kind of gnarly impressions of life that we operate from that aren't really based upon anything that's real, but are based upon delusions and illusions. And I think it's helpful to recognize that we can get caught in a life of illusion very easily. So let's give that some thought, shall we? Life of Illusion by Joe Walsh. He's kind of nailed it. The lyrics are worth repeating. Sometimes I can't help the feeling that I'm living a life of illusion. I feel that way sometimes, and that's part of what we're trying to penetrate here, is what's real and what's an illusion. And the lyrics continue, and oh, why can't we let it be and see through the hole in this wall of confusion? I just can't help the feeling of living a life of illusion. Pow! Right between the eyes, oh, how nature loves her little surprises. Wow! It all seems so logical now. It's just one of her better disguises. And it comes with no warning. Nature loves her little surprises. Continual crisis. Hey, don't you know it's a waste of your day caught up in endless solutions? They have no meaning, just another hunch based upon jumping conclusions, caught up in endless solutions, backed up against a wall of confusion, living a life of illusion.
Well, one of the things I've learned is there's a word that can get you to the truth faster than any other.
What's that word?
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why? And people say, you know, this is the way you're supposed to do it. And you say, why? And then they have to find out why you do that. And you're getting closer to the truth of why you do something. You're getting closer to the truth of why you say something. Or why do you do what you do? Why do you say what you say? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? I think that that exploration is triggered by that curiosity of wanting to know why something is the way it is. And I think the illusion is that we know. You know, because to me, one why will lead you to many whys.
Why?
And if one why leads you to many whys, then at some point you may become wise.
There you have it. Why wise? What comes up for me when you say why is understanding motivation. Again, going back to the theater, going back to understanding human beings. The line, it says, the more you can understand your neighbor's motivation and sentiments, the more you'll be able to recognize their value. And when you recognize their value, you'll learn to love them. So it really takes stepping back. We haven't talked about this, but we'll probably will more and more as we get into it, that there is a witness. Ideally, you cultivate a witness, and the witness has this impartiality about our experience. I think of the witness as emissary of the truth.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
That exists.
Yeah, the witness is really an important person in our lives to lead us to truth.
This is Inside Out, the Naked Truth, and we're coming to you live from Lupin Lodge, and our sponsor is Go Raw. The reason we have a sponsor, Go Raw, is that I met the owner of Go Raw, Rob Freeland, and Rob and I had a wonderful instant connection. We were able to strike up a friendship, and I told him about the show, and he said, oh, I'm happy to support that. And Rob, in case you're listening out there or any people from Go Raw, we want to thank you and support you. I was in Costco a few weeks ago, and they were offering some Go Raw seeds, sprouted pumpkin seeds, which are delicious. I keep some in my car.
He keeps them in the car to eat them.
Yeah, right, not to grow them. But if you've ever been to Costco and taken advantage of the food sampling that they have there, rarely do you get anyone who's actually excited. This lady who was sharing and demonstrating the raw food seeds was actually really excited about it. And so we appreciate the work Rob has done. Went out to his new factory, a plant, where they process and make his product available. Quite an illuminating journey, to say the least.
They said on their packaging, they provide the healthiest, most flavorful foods ever made. No nonsense and no gimmicks. That sounds like the truth to me.
Yeah, no nonsense and no gimmicks. Boy, there's a good way of describing the truth for you. But you got to be able to catch yourself like that character Joe Walsh in singing in The Life of Illusion.
That's a whole other thing. Like, what's an illusion? We create a persona of who we are that works for us, that gets us from one minute to the other, that ensures survival in a jungle of possibilities that things, bad things can happen to you. And we do whatever we can do to survive. Sometimes that means taking on an illusion of ourselves. Some men, you know, super macho, you don't let your feelings show, don't let anybody know that you hurt because somebody will take advantage of you. And so you create this persona, and this persona is what walks around and interacts with other personas. The self that feels, the self that acknowledges something, goes, wait, that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel real. We leave that person home when we walk out, and we walk out with the sense of, like, I got it together. I'm cool. Nothing can shake me. Finding your personal truth is very scary because you have to let go of that. You have to let go of that illusion. The illusion to me is something you make up. That's what theater is about. You make it up. I mean, you can find truth in it, but the truth is it's made up and it's not really happening. You know, when you go to the movies, you know, you see people being blown apart. It's not really happening. It's all illusion. And we accept that illusion. It's so visceral, and it's so emotionally exciting that we want that. It makes us feel alive and real, when the truth many times is just quiet. So how do you know you exist in that quiet? So quiet, you know, you think you're dead.
Well, that's one of the things we try to avoid at all costs.
Well, yeah, we were programmed to survive. Otherwise, we would have sinked a long time ago. Keep the race going, human race.
Certainly, whatever else may lead us to the truth, I would say that love is the key.
much your love means. Do you know how many hearts you've lived in? Do you know your love is healing? Such a beautiful feeling. Do you know your love is precious? It warms me like the shining sun. I keep shining through the darkest season. Your life has such a perfect reason. In a world of sadness and strife, you could help change somebody's life. If love has made a difference to you, help somebody else believe that is true. Love is a key, and take it from me, show your love. Do you know how much your love means? Oh, do you know how many hearts you've lifted? Do you know your love is a healer and such a beautiful, such a beautiful feeling? Oh, do you know your love is precious? It warms me like the shining sun. Oh, keep shining through the darkest season. Your life has such a perfect reason. In a world of sadness and strife, you could help to change somebody's life. Oh, if love has made a difference to you, help somebody else believe that is true. Yes, love is a key, and take it from me, show your love. You've got to show your love, saying love is a key. Oh, won't you believe, show your love.
And thank you, Tuck and Patty, for reminding us that love is the key. We're getting ready to take off. We've been so excited to be here, and we hope you'll join us again for another episode of Inside Out,
the Naked Truth.
Check our website, www.laughingheart.org. And again, thanks for being with us. This is Errol Strider.
So what do we have to remember, Rochelle?
Resistance is what we add to pain to make it last longer and hurt more.
And that's the truth.